Major League Baseball is back, at least it's scheduled to be so, on July 23rd. The defending World Series champion Washington Nationals will host the New York Yankees in the first game of the 2020 MLB season on the 23rd, followed by the San Francisco Giants traveling to rival LA to take on the Dodgers. MLB revealed its full schedule for the coronavirus pandemic-shortened 2020 season on Monday. ESPN will broadcast both of those games, 7 p.m. start at Nationals Park for the Yankees and Nats. Giants and Dodgers are at 10 p.m. Eastern. Following opening night, 14 games will be played on July 24th, including the first game at the new Texas Rangers Globe Life Field as they host the Colorado Rockies. With that as a backdrop, Mookie Betts was asked about his chances of suiting up for the LA Dodgers this year or ever, given his pending free agency. He was quoted as saying, "I still have my doubts just based off of what's going on. I'm definitely preparing the same way. I'm fully expecting to play. That doesn't mean there aren't doubts that kind of go on when the facts aren't in front of you." Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge told reporters after Monday's intra-squad game at Yankee Stadium that he fully expects to be ready for opening day. He's been out with some rib issues. In soccer news, FC Dallas will not participate in the MLS Is Back tournament following the high number of positive tests for the coronavirus within the club. Major League Soccer announced on Monday, since arriving to Disney's Wide World of Sports complex on June 27th, that's just outside of Orlando, Florida, the club has had 10 players and one member of its technical staff test positive. The team has been under quarantine since then, preventing it from training. The club had 3 positive tests before arriving to Florida. It was not clear if those players who first tested positive traveled with the team. In the National Football League, Patrick Mahomes gets paid. The Chiefs have signed Mahomes to a 10-year, $450 million contract. It's the largest contract in American sports history. Mahomes' injury guarantee is, quote, only $140 million. Mahomes' $45 million annual contract value is $10 million more than Russell Wilson's. The NHL and the NHL Players Association have reached a tentative agreement on a return-to-play plan to restart the 2019-2020 season, and a memorandum of understanding that adds another 4 years to the term of the current collective bargaining agreement. The next step in the process is the voting. The NHL Board of Governors must approve the agreement. Once the NHLPA's executive committee, one player rep from each of the 31 teams, gives the package its approval, the agreement moves forward to a full membership vote. I'm Dan Straff, and this has been your Sports Grid Radio News Update.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
All right, let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's roll. As no matter how good your day was today, it wasn't as good as Patrick Mahomes' day was today. As Patrick Mahomes cashes in a large $503 million, at that, as the Kansas City Chiefs lock up their star quarterback for the next 10 years. Blockbuster deal that kind of came out of nowhere today. I think people kind of knew that there was an extension coming, but I don't think people expected a 10-year, $503 million deal when it's all said and done. So Patrick Mahomes and company are set for a long time. We'll break down the contract a little bit, and I'll break it down in the sense that I'm going to tell you that we don't know what the hell we're talking about when we break it down, but I got to love like a bunch of dudes that like live at home with their parents and stuff still. And, you know, like a bunch of jackasses that like have never made any money in their lives are experts on what the Kansas City Chiefs should do with their money. And they're experts on like what Mahomes should do. Like one of the greatest football players ever to play the game already needs advice from the yokels from the couch on what to, you know, what to take, how long his contract should be. I got to tell you what, somebody offers me $503 million, I'm not really even going to let him finish the sentence before I get into saying, yes, yeah, I'll take it. I don't even know. Like, listen, people have, like, killed people for a hell of a lot less. You know what I'm saying? Like, put it in perspective like this. Think if you just won, like, $5 million, like, in the lottery. Let's say you won $5 million. You'd be like, man, I'm rich. I'm set. I got $5 million. Well, all right. That's pretty good. And you would be. I'd like to have $5 million. $5 million isn't what it used to be, but still, $5 million is still a lot of money. Think about it from that perspective. If you had $5 million, then it's like, well, what if I had like $50 million? That's like times 10. Think if you had $5 million, then you got 500. It's times 100. Like, imagine how rich you would feel if you had $5 million in your pocket right now. Let's just say, like, today, you just, like, inherited $5 million from an uncle that died that you didn't even know you had. It's like, oh, my God, I got a five, you know, Ed McMahon knocked on your door. Or whoever the hell it is now. Is it Steve Harvey? Is it Drew Carey? I don't know. Whoever does the publishing, you know, sweepstakes type of stuff. Imagine if they, like they knocked on your door with $5 million. Like, you'd be on, like, cloud nine right now, right? But, like, imagine, like, 500. Like, you know, so as good as your day could have been, and I'm not saying my day was good. No. I'm not saying my day was good. I'm saying maybe someone tuning in had a good day. You know, my day, I did not get $5 million. I did not get $503 million. But people are going to break it down, and everyone's going to be an expert. Oh, they should have done this. It was 10 years. They should have accepted this and that. Yeah, whatever, bro. It's half a billion dollars, the largest contract in sports history, $503 million if he gets all the money, which he probably pretty much will, actually. Like, the National Football League contracts, you know, they're worth about the same as a wet zigzag in a tornado. And, you know, they're very fragile. They could be split and torn at any time. All right. So NFL contracts, you know, you hear these crazy numbers that they don't really mean anything in the bigger picture of things. But in this instance, it actually does if you look at the way that it's structured. And it's really not crazy at all. I think it was like 2002 that Brett Favre got like a massive deal from the Green Bay Packers that at the time was like, oh, my God, what a massive and big deal. And it turned out it was 18.75% of the salary cap at the time. Mahomes' contract, 18.75% of the salary cap. So essentially, whatever, he's getting what mega superstars get in the National Football League. You know, they didn't reinvent the wheel here, all right? They didn't reinvent the wheel. And as I stated, I'm not a capologist. I'm not a lawyer, all right? I'm not an agent, and neither are you. I don't know, maybe do we have a lawyer? If there's a lawyer, give us a call, 844-843-6879. If you're a lawyer, you can explain this to us. But I'm telling you right now, like, if you think like general managers will put the team together, general manager will say, yeah, I want to get this guy. I want to keep this guy. General managers aren't at home, like, you know, carry over the nine and into 2027. What is this going to mean? General managers are dumb football guys. All right. They're not capologists. Like, there's like law firms and companies and lawyers and accountants that handle all of that stuff. So none of us are qualified to break down Mahomes' contract, besides from we're qualified enough to say, holy, holy crap, $503 million is a lot of money. I can't believe it. I'm old enough to remember when Charles Bronfman said that he wanted out of Major League Baseball because Gary Carter wanted $1 million. Can you imagine? He wanted $1 million. $503. So whatever. Will I be alive? That should be our poll question. Will I live to see a $1 billion sports contract? And I think the answer is yes. I probably got to get a little bit healthier of a lifestyle. I need a hell of a lot less stress in my life. But I think I can make it to a $1 billion. You know, like what? Like Trevor Lawrence or something in like 10 years? Like, what's, let's say Zion Williamson, actually. Like, Zion Williamson in, like, 7-8 years or whatever, 6-7 years, he'll probably be, like, that first guy. He's going to be moving in on that. Like, there's generational players, and Mahomes is a generational player. All right, we have a poll question up. You can respond at Sports Rage, nice and simple. At Sports Rage, how many Super Bowls will Mahomes win in his career? He's already got one. So will he never win again? Will he win one? Will he win two? Will he win three? Will he win four more? Fire away. At Sports Rage, Dwight Howard says he's in as far as the NBA playoff bubble is concerned. It's the Los Angeles Lakers that already lost Avery Bradley. You know, listen, it's all about LeBron. It's all about AD. But at the same point in time, there's five guys on the floor. And it's going to take more than Rajon Rondo to win an NBA championship. Dwight Howard is a big key and a massive help in the paint for the Los Angeles Lakers in the playoffs. The Major League Baseball, Major League Baseball announces its schedule. We'll break that down a little bit. 60-game schedule is released Thursday night, July 23rd. We're going to have the Washington Nationals and the New York Yankees and the San Francisco Giants and the Los Angeles Dodgers. We've got a doubleheader on Thursday night, and then it rolls into the Friday, in which we've got 14 games across the board. Yep, they're playing baseball in less than 3 weeks' time, regular season baseball, even though there's multiple teams that are unable to hold training camp right now due to coronavirus. There's like a ton of players that have coronavirus. The Toronto Blue Jays are in quarantine right now in the Rogers Center hotel / stadium. they can't leave. They literally can't leave the hotel. Like, they have their own section of the hotel, the Blue Jays, so they can walk around the hallway and stuff. Like, they don't have to just sit in their room, and they can walk around like the stadium. Like, the Blue Jays are allowed to walk around the stadium and the hotel for the next 2 weeks, which doesn't make any sense. Because basically in like 17 days, then they're going to be asked to go right back into a cesspool of coronavirus. And oh yeah, I don't think they're going to be able to play in Toronto. There's a lot of question marks about Major League Baseball. I know people are excited about this. I know people, hey, listen, I want to get excited about this. But at the same point in time, as excited as I am about some of these futures, if you play a future, be forewarned. Be forewarned, all right? That the team that you put your future on might get coronavirus and get knocked out of the competition, so to speak. And I'll tell you what, it's fact, all right? The basketball tournament, great stuff. We'll break that down a little bit this evening as well. The basketball tournament, Eberlein Drive have been asked to leave the bubble in Columbus because one of their players tested positive for coronavirus. And the rule is, if one guy on the team gets it, everybody's out. And Eberlein Drive is out. MLS tournament is set to start on Wednesday. Yeah, they're starting, but without FC Dallas, FC Dallas can't play. 13 people, 10 players, and like 3 coaches. It's a mess. All right? Sports Rage, it's late night. Ricky Sanders joins us next. Break. Annual Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Morenci. Vent your rage. 844-843-6879. Although Patrick Mahomes won't be calling in tonight to vent his rage. Although he probably wasn't calling anyways. Like, even if he didn't get this contract today. But Patrick Mahomes cashes in large $503 million for Patrick Mahomes, the length of the contract, 10 years. That's the maximum amount of money that he can get. So listen, none of us are ever going to get a $503 million contract in our lives, but it doesn't mean that we can't make money. And when I want to make money, I bring in Ricky Sanders to make money, whether it's NBA, NBA DFS, whether it's NFL DFS, whether it's KBO betting, and everything else in between, including Major League Baseball that we'll get into a little bit as well. And Ricky, I know, listen, man, you do well. I know you cash those fat jackpots and you're crushing the Korean League, but nobody's doing as well as Mahomes is. And in fact, nobody's ever done as well as he has before. Richest contract in sports history. And I see everybody's a capologist and an expert right now. People that have never made more than $44,000 in their life, Ricky. Oh, he should never have signed a 10-year deal. Or other people, oh, the Chiefs should never have done this. It's like you can't even manage a fantasy football team. And you're going to tell the Kansas City Chiefs how to handle their money? But if you look at the contract, there's really nothing really crazy about it. And in fact, this year, guys, he's still making less than $11 million. Like, I see everybody, like, you know, the haters come out right away. Oh, good luck with that. And oh, how are you going to sign it? You won't be able to fit anybody else under the cap. It's 18.75% of the cap. The exact same thing that Brett Favre got in 2002 for the Green Bay Packers. And if you add it all up, guys, he got a $10 million signing bonus for this year. His salary is $825,000. So he's getting $10 million plus $825,000. So he's making $10,825,000. Next year in 2021, he's going to make $22 million, then $29 million, then $40 million, then $37 million, then $41 million, then $41 million. It doesn't get crazy money until 2027, and he gets $60 million. Everybody is acting as if they're like, this is some, like, you know, contract for the ages and stuff. Hey, listen, it's a lot of money, Ricky, but it's a pretty standard contract, actually, and it doesn't bury the Chiefs. It really doesn't. It's a contract in which both sides win. Mahomes is rich as hell, and the Chiefs locked up a star quarterback for the next decade.
Yeah, I mean, what do people expect, you know, their franchise is supposed to play for, you know, the best player in the league? I mean, everyone is kicking themselves for letting Patrick Mahomes fall to where he fell in that draft. You know, the Bears picked before him. You had Deshaun Watson picked before him. And I think any of those teams would happily be paying $500 million to get Patrick Mahomes. Once you have the guy who is the top guy, whether it's Mike Trout in baseball, whether it's Patrick Mahomes in football, you just pay the paycheck. I mean, you need this guy on your roster. You're not going to let him go anywhere. So, like, what else are you supposed to do? I mean, like you mentioned, the people, you know, making these comments, their genes didn't net them, you know, $1 million playing Major League sports. I would have been happy with minimum wage in any of these sports. I just didn't have the athletic ability. The people who have the best athletic ability should be paid as such.
Yeah, you know what? And as a don't remind me, as far as the quarterbacks that have been taken, as a Buffalo Bill fan, we traded the damn pick. We traded the pick.
Well, we took Trubisky.
Yeah, so exactly. And I got to be honest, and full disclosure as well. And put it this way, Ricky, it didn't take long for me to buy in and go, oh, my God, this kid's unbelievable. I wasn't like, oh, yeah, well, whatever. I was like, oh, my God, yeah, it really is. But even when they traded up for him, I was like, really? All right, kind of. And I remember Andy Reid said, and it's funny because I compare Brett Favre because of the monster contract. Andy Reid said he's the next Brett Favre. And he said, and Andy Reid was around Brett Favre, right? So Andy Reid, you know, Andy Reid said, you know, this he's the best arm I've seen since Brett Favre. And I'm a degenerate, and I watched all of his games at Texas Tech, and they were like 4-7, 5-7, 4-8 type football team. Yeah, they put up a bunch of points and stuff like that, but he didn't stand out to me that much. Like, he did. I knew he had a good arm and stuff, but I didn't see it coming. But everyone, you know, it's easy to say now. No one knew Michael Jordan was going to be as good as he was. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one knows. If Steph Curry, same thing. They, you know, they hoped he was going to be good, but. And I see a lot of comparisons between Curry and Mahomes. And I ask people a poll question, how many Super Bowls do they think he's going to win in his career? So I'll ask you, I think he's got like 3. I think they probably like get to the Super Bowl, like two of the next 3 years or something, win another one, maybe win 2 of them, and then don't win for a year or two. And then, you know, maybe later in his career, he's got another one in him.
So I wouldn't be shocked if the guy ends up with four, because I don't think the Chiefs are going away right now. Or am I getting ahead of myself right now? What do you think the future holds for the Kansas City Chiefs and Mahomes?
I think the over-under is probably, you know, three would be a fair line for Patrick Mahomes. When you have a guy that you talk about the arm strength like Brett Favre, and then you add in the running ability of Aaron Rodgers, and you have a roster around him that's got tons of speed at receiver. You have an aging Travis Kelce, so you know they'll probably have to replace him, but they just got a young running back. All you got to do is fill in a decent defense. And you talk about, you know, his career in college, it's amazing what happens when you put pro, you know, quality players around him, which is why I keep telling people, you know, with Jalen Reagor, you know, his college numbers, he had a quarterback who couldn't complete a football. I mean, he had literally the poorest football play. So, you project these guys based on what they can do when they have the talent around them. And Patrick Mahomes now has that. And so I think it's hard to say, like, this is his last Super Bowl. I mean, he is just dominant. I think one to two more is probably a shoe-in at this point. I know it's crazy to say, but barring injury, I mean, that offense is just set to explode for years to come.
And quite frankly, exactly, you look at the rest of the National Football League, and what team, like, can you say, oh, yeah, well, there's this team and that team. They are the best football team. Now, listen, San Francisco had them on the ropes. They were up by double digits with 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Nobody can deny that. But Kansas City also came back. And I, you know what I said, too? I brought it up, I think, like, after the Super Bowl that night. I said, I've been calling the guy Curry all the time. And what, Curry's got three titles, right? So I've been saying, I said all the time, I said, you know Mahomes got a Super Bowl in him where he routes your ass, too, right? Not just a comeback. Like, you know there's going to be one. Because Mahomes even said, look, he missed three games last year. Mahomes said, I saw him say recently, we could be better. Andy Reid said the same thing. He goes, you know, we weren't really great last year. Like, our offense wasn't clicking in the same way, and it didn't as much as it did, like, the year before. You know, Mahomes was hurt. There were some turnovers earlier in the year. They had a lot of injuries at, like, different positions, the wide receiver, the running back situation. You know, they remember, like, when they went up to Detroit and stuff. They had some weird games earlier in the year. And he's right. They didn't have a great, like, perfect year or anything. They, you know, if everything really comes together, because they've got young talent. Like, what do you think of Hardman's future? Like, is he going to step up? You got Tyreek Hill still, Watkins. Like, do you see any regression with this offense? And then they got the stud running back out of LSU even.
Yeah, I don't really see any regression. The only thing I worry about is the health of Tyreek Hill. But when you talk Mecole Hardman, I think he was drafted to be the eventual replacement. So they wouldn't, you know, have to hold on to Tyreek Hill long term. And it just provides them with some depth that if Hill gets hurt, I mean, we could see Hardman take his game to, like, wide receiver one levels. I don't think that's crazy. Basically, anyone with any level of talent playing alongside Patrick Mahomes has that sort of potential if they get, you know, propelled into that role. And you talk about, like, these other teams that are set up for extended success. I mean, who do you look at? San Francisco, they're missing Deebo Samuel. I think that's going to be huge for them. That receiving core is not set up to make it a playoff run at this point in time. Russell Wilson, you could always say, you know, for the future, he's fine. But when you draft like Pete Carroll does, you kind of scratch your head at times. And I just don't think you can rely on that. Like, maybe the best other team set up for long-term success right now is the Dallas Cowboys, who've done, you know, tried to do similar things with their offense and just load the living crap out of it with three receivers. You got Zeke Elliott, you got Dak Prescott, who, you know, we'll see if they pay him, but if they do pay him, I think that's the closest thing. And I think they're, you know, three, four steps behind the Chiefs at this point. So you really just don't see another team that, you know, for years to come, like the Patriots of the 2000s is just going to roll.
Well, Mahomes just did all the other quarterbacks a favor by raising the franchise tag figure, right? The average just went up a little bit. The average goes up a little bit for everybody else. Now, listen, you're right. The Dallas Cowboys have the skill position players, you know, that are not really comparable to anybody. Like, you know, they stack up. You know, you could argue that they're even more skilled than the Chiefs are with the talent, but there's a difference. Dak Prescott is not Mahomes. Zeke Elliott is good, but they haven't won with him. Jerry Jones is too metal. So, like, I can go down the list. Amari Cooper is too inconsistent. And listen, you bring in CeeDee Lamb into this offense as well. That's pretty impressive. They got a ton of freaking speed. You got a new coach there as well. We'll see how it plays out with Dallas. But it's hard for me to buy in to the Dallas Cowboys right now. Right, we'll get into some Korean baseball with Ricky Sanders. Bring it, Sports Rage Late Night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Sports Rage Late Night. That game was fixed. You know, the other night I bet on a soccer game, Ricky. It was the middle of the night. I bet a Chinese soccer league game. And speaking of rigged and fixed, bro, they went into 113 minutes of injury time. Like, not like extra time, not overtime, bro. Injury time. I don't know if, like, Chairman Mao or something. Like, basically, like, and when games are rigged in, like, some of these countries, if it's like 1-1, like, they like drama and stuff. So, like, it'll be like, oh, it's 1-1. It'll go into extra time. And then they want one of the teams to win. And it's like the big, oh, they win and they get the heroic ending and stuff. But sometimes it doesn't happen. And then they got to keep playing until the team scores. And I swear to God, I had an under 2.5 the other night. It just kept going on and on and on. I was going to throw my computer off the balcony. I'm like, oh, come on, man. They added 9 minutes of injury time. I sweat it out. And then after, they added another, like, they said, oh, it was another 11 minutes. I'm like, are you kidding me? You guys are playing, like, an extra 33 minutes of action here. Somehow, I actually escaped. I think someone probably got shot in Hong Kong over this. But that's another story. So, Ricky Sanders kicking it with us. Dwight Howard says he's playing, Ricky. There was some questions about Dwight Howard. Before we get into the KBO, I brought it up quickly earlier, but you look at the reality of the situation with baseball coming back right now, Ricky. Look, there's two sporting events. There's two leagues that are going on right now. The basketball tournament, which is really enjoyable, and it's a lot of fun, this tournament. And they had a team that tested positive for coronavirus and had to leave the bubble. MLS is coming back on Wednesday. They have a team that had to withdraw from their tournament. Like, the FC Dallas can't play. Like, FC Dallas can't play. They have 10 guys, 3 coaches, whatever. There's 13 people with coronavirus. They were supposed to play on Thursday night. And, we see a basketball team has to withdraw from the tournament. We see a pro soccer team have to withdraw from the tournament. And these are teams that are playing in bubbles even. Like, baseball flying around. It's going to be extremely interesting. Ricky, and I'm curious to see how this is going to be handled with, you know, suddenly, oh, the Texas Rangers can't play. Like, we don't, you know, or they're going to call up a farm team. Are they going to say, screw it, we're getting money from the networks, we'll just put a bunch of bozos in a Ranger uniform, we don't care, just roll them out there. Because quite frankly, I don't see how 30 Major League Baseball teams crisscross around the country without disastrous results, bro.
So the thing with the schedule is you're just playing in your region. What they're doing is they're playing the teams in their division and then the opposite division in the same region. So they're trying to treat it like a mini KBO where you just travel there. I think they're going to be doing it mostly with buses, I hope, because that's how the KBO has done it, and that's how they've kept it away from other people. But I think the plan should be to be like the movie The Replacements. I don't know if you ever saw that. But I would love to see that. You know, Rangers, seven of their players end up with the coronavirus. You just call up seven minor leaguers, and you basically just have your Shane Falcos, if anyone, you know, has seen that movie. I think that would be fun to reenact in real life, or even go the Eddie route and just have, you know, fans try out for the team, get one game. Who cares? As long as you have games and you have healthy people, like, who cares who's on the field?
Yeah, the PA announcer. Has anybody ever played college baseball before? If you played NCAA baseball in the audience, please step forward. Please step forward. Yes, has anybody ever played catcher before?
Exactly.
Yeah. Listen, I read. I was reading an interview with. I was reading the interview with one of the pandemic and disease specialists from Harvard University, and they were asked about sports, and. You know, word on the street is the Ivy League is going to postpone their football season until the spring. So they're not canceling it, but they're not going to start it now. And, you know, he was asked about sports coming back. And he said that in bubble situations, he thinks it can work. He said with extreme testing and with a hub and a bubble, it's possible to do. And he said it's inevitable that some people will get it. But he said you can pull it off without, like, the sky falling. But he point blank said the same thing I've been saying for weeks is he goes, I don't understand baseball strategy. He said, I don't understand, like, you know, how they think it's going to work. And already we're seeing players, like, basically complain about they've been tested once. So some of these guys have been back for 5 days, 7 days or whatnot. They got tested once, guys. Which means they could have it, and they don't even know, and then they're spreading it asymptomatically to other people. You know, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But as far as future betting is concerned, I have my trepidation before laying it down right now, Ricky.
Yeah, completely agree. And I mean, you need to realize that there's a good chance you're getting the money back if there's, you know, a full team before the start of the season that ends up with the virus. So I agree with you, you know, on the futures, but I also think there's value to futures. So as long as you can, you know, read the rules and see, you know, how many games need to play in order for you to get it back, or if the season doesn't start, it could just, you know, go back to you. I think there's at least a minimal amount of risk there. So I have trepidation on my own, but at the same time, you look at some of these lines, you look at the fact there's only 60 games and you're like, I need to get my money in here. Just somehow, some way.
I hear that. All right, so I've got to get my money in on the Korean League. Let's jump in right now. We'll go rapid fire through all the games. KT Wiz and the Kia Tigers. Tigers minus 142, total 9.5. Any interest in this game, Ricky?
Yeah, I got a little bit of interest in this game. I mean, Ki Young Im has been a guy who's been a very good pitcher this year of you know, the qualified starters. He's one of 15 with a K rate over 20%. He has one of the lowest walk rates in the league, so he really has been good to this point. But the KT Wiz offense is very good. On the other side, Ja Sung Bae is a guy who's pitched well over his head. I sort of like the over in this game, but in terms of looking at the overall games in the slate, I think it's probably the lowest priority.
All right, LG Twins and the Doosan Bears. Doosan Bears minus 128, total 10.5. LG Twins and the Doosan Bears.
I think this is a clear over game. You look on one half of this game, Young Ha Lee has been a guy who the only good thing he's done this year has been not allow homers, but he has allowed just about everything else and just in time for this LG offense to be waking back up. On the other side of this game, you get Doosan against a left-handed pitcher, which is not great, but it's not a good left-handed pitcher by any means. I mean, Kyung-hin Mir, the leadoff man, coming off a five-hit game, and Woo Chan Cha is finally someone who daily fantasy sites have realized is not an ace. I think there should be a ton of hits in this game. I like Doosan as a value here, but I definitely like the over here. I think this should be a game with at least 11 runs.
LG Twins and the Doosan Bears will be pulling the trigger on the over. We'll be tailing Ricky Sanders' picks. He crushes the KBO. Lotte Giants and the Eagles tonight. Giants minus 140, another 10.5 here as far as the total is concerned.
I like the Giants. They have their worst starting pitcher on the mound, a guy who has not been good. Let's not kid ourselves. Juan Samjang, 37 years old, hasn't had a whip below 1.5. since 2015, but he's a lefty. And you look at this Hanwha Eagles lineup, they have had a rough time against lefties. They start the lineup with two left-handers. Three of the top six are lefty, four of the top seven in the lineup. And you look at the other side of this game, just a wild pitcher. And Lotte, a very patient team, a team that can hit right-handed pitching. And Shihuan Zhang, you need strikeouts when you know you're betting Hanwha. And this is not a team that's going to strike out, so I think there'll be too much contact here. I really like the Lotte Giants.
Man, it's amazing how quickly you picked up all the names of these guys. That's just crazy. NC Dinos. NC Dinos, minus 245. Big favorites against SK Wyvern. Total's 8.5, so you have a weird dichotomy here. You have a big favorite, but a lower total here. What's your take on this game?
Oof, you got the best pitcher in the league in Cheng Moku, who is always a big favorite, but I think you can see here, not as big of a favorite as usual. We've been talking 400 or 500, and that's because on the other side of this game, there's one of the most improved pitchers in the league, Sungwan Moon. He's had two games against the Dinos this year, a 30.6% K rate, 6% walk rate, 2.25 ERA, and he has just been lights out with one of the best curveballs in the game. I like the under here. They're two very good pitchers, and I think there's value in taking the plus 1.5 with the SK Wyverns. I don't think this is just going to be a game that the Dinos win like 4-0. It's going to be tough for both teams to score runs.
I like where you're going with this. I was going to say, so it seems like it's an under at 8.5 right there. And finally, in closing, we've got the Samsung Lions and the Kiwoom Heroes. Heroes minus 134, total 9.5 in this baseball game. Any interest in the last one on the board here?
I like the over here. David Buchanan's a pitcher who threw another great game his last time out, a complete game, but he's been lucky. His FIP sits basically a run above his ERA, and Samsung's just facing one of the worst pitchers on the slate here. So if you think this Kiwoom offense is going to show up and Byung-ho Park has started to hit again, he's a guy who's hit 50-plus homers in this league before. With him showing up for Kiwoom, Ha-Seong Kim back in the lineup, he's their pro prospect. I think there should be plenty of runs in this game. I'm taking the over here.
All right, Ricky Sanders laying it down with us. All right, so to recap before we get Ricky out of here, guys, what he's looking at here, Ricky Sanders' suggestions, LG Twins and the Doosan Bears over 10.5. The Lotte Giants are minus 140 right now at FanDuel. Lotte to beat the Eagles this evening. NC Dinos and SK Wyverns under 8.5 runs, two aces on the hill. And then Samsung and Kiwoom over 9.5. And we'll recap those picks before we're done here this evening. So, Ricky, before we get you out of here, I think we've got about a minute or something like that. And it's always a pleasure catching up with you. Happy belated 4th of July. But I know you're a big Hoops fan, and I know you crush everything DFS-wise. I think that it's probably – I think the guys in the DFS world that were playing this stuff were probably happy you were busy over the holiday weekend, because you already have it figured out already. But it's actually very good basketball. Joe Johnson's playing for the Overseas Elite, 7-time NBA All-Star, Joe Johnson. But it's great. There's actually a House of Pain team, all Illinois alumni. And, they're called House of Pain, but like instead of pain, like champagne. So it's spelled differently. I believe they're playing tomorrow, actually. A lot of fun, this basketball team. Check it out as a basketball fan. You're going to enjoy the tournament.
Oh, definitely will. And I used to be an Illinois fan growing up, so I'm going to catch that game, no doubt.
Yeah, man. I'm a Michigan fan, so I remember they were one of our arch nemesis. Great teams. Kendall Gill, Marcus Liberty,
yep.
Nick Anderson. Man, Illinois had some great teams. And I tell you what, Illinois is on the upswing right now in college basketball. Those guys play hard, man. Like they're. I remember when they played Michigan. That was the game Buddy dunked on us and then punched the referee in the face accidentally. You remember that this year? The kid on Illinois.
Yeah.
He dunked and he celebrated and he actually punched the ref in the face. Ricky, you're the best, yep. My man. Always a pleasure, brother. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Ricky Sanders.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thanks to Ricky Sanders. Man, Ricky's great. Always love talking to Ricky Sanders. Always get smarter. I always feel a little smarter after we talk to Ricky. Love talking football with Ricky during the NFL season, NBA basketball as well. We'll talk a little NBA on the other side, although it is sort of an NFL day today, simply because Patrick Mahomes signs a 10-year contract worth $503 freaking million dollars. Yet, let's be real, man. Mahomes signing this deal kind of just overshadows the fact that the National Football League is screwed, guys. It really is. And anybody that pays attention, which I know is not a lot, and I know these morons that are running around right now partying in the Ozarks and doing stupid things everywhere, whatever. You're all a bunch of jackasses, all right? You're all a bunch of jackasses. But if you actually pay attention, like honestly, like how many people read what I read today with the interview with the doctor from Harvard? You know, I'm sure thousands of people did, but those are the people that aren't like melting off everywhere. Oh, they should play and they should do this and they should do that. You know, like people just don't pay attention to the facts. And the Green Bay Packers basically said yesterday or over the weekend that the NFL is running out of time. Like, it doesn't feel like it, guys, but guys, we're in July right now. Like, you know, I know, like, people don't realize, don't think it's a big deal. Like, nothing is a big deal to anybody anymore. Oh, there's 130,000 dead people. Oh, no, but yeah, you know, oh, it doesn't really, yeah, but no. It's like, wow, they canceled the Hall of Fame game. Oh, it's just a preseason game. Wow, the players just voted that they're not going to play any preseason games. And then what, magically they're going to be able to play on September the 10th, right? And you know, we'll get into the NHL on the other side as well. As the National Hockey League, whatever, bro. I talk about, like, you know, listen, the Kansas City Chiefs didn't put together Mahomes' contract at a strip club on the back of a napkin, but the NHL does do their business out of the strip club. The Brass Rail in Toronto, like the NHL head office. They figure out the schedule, the salary caps, everything on the back of a napkin there. Bring it.